here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids' tunes nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please.
In color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to the bunker, my faithful listener. It's another edition of Cheese Fleas. And as a matter of fact, Daffodil was just vacuuming a little earlier. The shag carpet in the corner is not a big shag carpet, but it's just a small enough one that every so often we got to get the vacuum out.
Yes, especially because our invisible dog likes to sleep on it.
Oh, yeah. Now, here's a question, Daffodil.
Yes?
What do we give our invisible dog for treats?
Imaginary ones.
Well, so they don't make crumbs.
I didn't say the crumbs were from the treats.
Oh, well.
They're from leaves and things that she tracks in after we let her out to do her imaginary business.
Oh, well, there we go. As a matter of fact, they just magically appear, do they? I never
exactly.
Because you usually actually clean it up. But anyway, we should get back.
You digress terribly.
Let's get rid of the housekeeping here in the bunker. You don't care about that. You care about the cheesy music that we're going to play this week. And we're featuring a guy named Snuff. And not that kind of snuff. No.
There are a couple of different uses of that word that are not appropriate.
No.
Remember that.
Okay, fine. I'm not going to go further than that. But to say, we're going to talk about Snuff Garrett. Snuff Garrett, very famous producer through the 1970s. He produced Cher. He produced Vicki Lawrence. You remember her from the Carol Burnett Show? If you don't, go Google her. I don't care. We're going to play some of the cheesy stuff that, looking back now, it is really cheesy, but it wasn't back then. That's basically what we're going to do. On top of that, we're going to have a celebrity slip-up. You may not even know this man, but you should, and we'll tell you why.
I'm sure most of our listeners have heard of this man.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, that could be. He does a Beatles song that, you have to hear it, so stick around. Well, we're starting off the show with some guy named Tommy Garrett. I don't know who that is, but nevertheless, he has an album out called 50 Guitars in Love. Ooh. Doesn't that make you want to just get all,
you know?
Just one of those things. We're going to play a couple covers. We'll hear Michelle, a Beatles song, later. I'm so
You're tripping over your own tongue.
I'm so perplexed right now. We're playing Michelle shortly, but we're starting off with, Our Day Will Come with Tommy Garrett.
Right here on Cheese Please.
Thank you.
these records from your weird uncle's basement. Cheese, please.
Cheese, please. Cheese, please. I felt like saying, I think, there. That is Tommy Garrett from the 50 Guitars in Love album. Oh, I just got to talk like that. And Michelle, before that, we had Our Day Will Come, also Tommy Garrett. And of a special note, I was reading the fine print on the album, and Tommy Tedesco is doing the lead guitar vocal on that
album.
It's
not a vocal, it's a guitar. There's no vocal.
Well, it sort of is a vocal.
Just lead guitar.
Okay, fine. I just like saying vocal, I guess. I don't know. And Tommy Tedesco is from the Wrecking Crew, and I mean, they made some of the biggest hit records of the 1960s. So we're giving you an assignment. If you want to know more, Google Wrecking Crew.
There's a documentary. You really should see it.
So that's why I stood out, because I saw the documentary. It's like, man, these guys made hit records and they made Cheese too. That's the best.
That's the best. If you can make a hit record and you can also make cheese, that's the best.
My name is Snarftooth.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird. And it's time for this.
Topping the charts at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet.
And if you didn't connect the dots that I left out, the crumbs I left out to entice
you. The way he tried to lasso you in.
Yes, yes, yes. Tommy Garrett and Snuff Garrett, yes, they are the same person.
And I know where Snuff Garrett got his name from.
Tell me.
His nickname is derived from Levi Garrett, which was a brand of snuff.
Okay. That's
so
fine.
Tommy using the snuff ended up with the name Snuff Garrett.
Oh, okay. It's not necessarily anything...
No.
Illegal?
No.
Well, that's good. That's good. I always kind of wondered that. We play two of his cheesy pop songs from the 1970s this time around. We got The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia shortly, but we're starting off with Cher's chart-topping cheesy from 1971, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
And I have to say, in my heart and soul, that these are actually two of my more favorite songs in the world.
Really?
Yes, I have always liked both of these songs. And I know that what that makes me, that makes me a cheesy girl.
Well, that's fine. You're on this show right here on
Cheese Please.
I used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. Up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. The money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth Southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, she was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance. Money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
He was on his way home from Candletop. Been 2 weeks gone, and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolo said hello. He said, hi, what's doing, whoa? Said, sit down, I've got some bad news, it's gonna hurt. Said, I'm your best friend, and you know that's right. But your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy, Seth. Well, he got mad, and he saw red. And Andy said, boy, don't you lose your head. Cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer. Cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, Andy got scared and left the bar. Walking on home cause he didn't live far. See, Andy didn't have many friends and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town. So he went home and finally found the only thing Papa had left him, and that was a gun. But he went off to Andy's house. Slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse. Came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. Screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. Where the Georgia patrol wasn't making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag them down. And a big-bellied sheriff grabbed his gun and said, why'd you do it? And the judge said guilty in a make-believe trial. Slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile. Said, supper's waiting at home, and I gotta get to it. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well,
don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer. Cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands.
Well, they hung my brother before I could see the tracks he saw while on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. His cheating wife had never left town, and that's one body that'll never be found. See, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun. That's a night that the lights went out in Georgia. Oh, oh, oh. That's a night that they haunted the innocent man. Uh-huh. Oh, don't trust your soul and all that.
Keys, please. With Vicki Lawrence. The night the lights went out in Georgia and I wasn't keeping a scorecard, I didn't know what the heck was going on there. I tell ya. And before that, we had Gypsy Tramps and Thieves, My Share, both songs produced by Snuff Garrett. And you have a couple more quick facts, Daffodil? Just a few. That's all we need.
In 1959, he became a staff producer at Liberty Records when he was only 19.
Wow, only 19?
Yep, he joined the label to work in the promotions department.
Okay.
Although he was not a musician.
Okay.
He had a knack for finding hit songs.
Cool. Well, it's proven in the 70s. Back then, he's probably pretty big, too.
Among artists that he was involved with are Bobby V, Johnny Burnett, Gene McDaniels, Buddy Knox, Walter Brennan, Gary Lewis and the Playboys, and Del Shannon.
That's like the whole Liberty Record roster, I say.
Exactly.
Wow.
He was invited early on to produce the Monkees, but they didn't like him.
Oh, really? They didn't go ape over him then, did
no.
they? Okay.
He apparently hired Phil Spector as an assistant producer.
Wow.
Very early on in Phil's career.
Just got to say the word Phil Spector and you know something about music. If you know anything about music, as far as I'm concerned. Unless they have rap, you know. He wasn't involved in rap.
And he also bought the cassette rights to the old RKO and Republic Films for a pittance in 1976.
Okay.
And by 1980, when cassettes went wild,
yes.
he was earning $2.3 million a year from something that he started as a hobby.
Hey, there's a crack investment for you. Can't knock that. My name is Surfton.
And I'm Daffodil, and now we've got to do something again.
Like this.
And now it's time for the Keys, Please.
It could almost be a Catbox cover song. Almost.
Not quite. George Burns, very famous man from vaudeville into radio. He's done TV, I think. I know he's done movies. He was God in the 70s on Oh God, the movies.
The movie theory series.
This goes back a few years to the late 60s. And with a little help from my friends. Right here on
Cheese, Please.
What do you do when your love is away? Does it worry you to be alone? How do you feel by the end of the day? Are you sad because you're all alone? Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Yes, I get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Would you believe in a love at first sight? Yes, I'm certain that it happens all the time. What do you see when you turn out the light? I can't tell, but I know it's mine. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Yes, I get high with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? I need somebody to love. Could it be anybody? I want somebody to love. What would you do if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Yes, I get high with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? I need somebody to love. Could it be anybody? I just want somebody to love. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friend. Yes, I get by. Oh, I get high.
Stop, collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. I flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. The extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby. Take heed, cause I'm a lyrical poet. Miami's on the scene, just in case you didn't know it. Rolling in my 5.0 with my rag top down so my hair can glow. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose. Magnetized by the mic while I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while Bobby revolves it. Ice, ice, baby. Vanilla ice, ice, baby.
Cheese, please, with none other than Richard Cheese and Ice, Ice, Baby.
Sort of I'm speechless.
Sort of a different tape on the 1990 rap song by made famous by Vanilla Ice, and now these days he's renovating homes for a living.
Yes.
Apparently, and has his own show on HGTV, for all I know.
Or some TV renovation channel, anyway.
I think it was that. I don't know. And before that, we had George Burns and With a Little Help from My Friends, that probably should have had more help from his friends than that one.
There could have been more help. There should have been some more friends singing with him.
Well, there's an idea.
That's what was missing from that song.
Yeah, I don't know. Just he's been around. He's always been crooning to a degree, and, well, you know, he's just no Elvis. But nevertheless, he decided to make an album, and he's no worse than William Shatner either. So there we go. My name is Snarfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we are slowly winding our way down to the end of another remarkable episode of Cheese Please.
Oh, geez. It just goes so darn fast. I don't know what to say.
It's the fastest 30 minutes ever.
Well, I used to say, and I still say, it's your tornado on the radio.
It's the radio tornado.
I just wish my tongue would work.
Well, that's because you're making yourself say cheat tongue twisters, and you're just not good at it.
Hey, you're doing the same thing, so there we go. I mean, really. Well, what do we do for the rest of the week this week, Daffodil?
Finish cleaning.
Oh, okay.
More cleaning.
Yes.
More exploring. Exploring is fun.
Well, we did explore this week quite a bit.
More exploring. Exploring is fun. I'm sure there's a swimming pool in here somewhere. I just have to find it.
Well, that's nice. I mean, should we actually go outside more, though? The weather seems to be a little bit better.
Weather gets better, we'll start exploring outside.
Oh,
I'm just
okay.
Trying to figure out how we can drag equipment with us.
Well, we'll work on that.
Because dragging equipment with us could be complicated.
Well, I'm sure we can have, one of those carts that we can hook on to the golf cart and just tow it around.
That's a possibility.
I'm hoping maybe you saw that handy cart that you hang boxes with and that?
Yes.
Maybe we can just hook that on the back of the golf
maybe
cart.
Maybe there's
just...
a trailer.
Trailer?
For the golf cart, somewhere in that garage. I didn't look.
Oh, I doubt
All right,
it.
You need to do your 2B thingy.
Oh, yeah, I go down every day to...
Well, hurry up or you won't have time.
Well, not every day. So I can flip the switch on the air. There it comes. I go down once a week to put the piece of paper in. That's what I wanted to say. And, oh, this is sort of appropriate. We got Roy Newman and Garbage Man Blues on the show, I think.
Yes.
I think something like that. Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Cheese Please. Come back next week for more shenanigans.
Lady, here's your garbage man out here.
Man, I don't need no garbage today.
Sample of DeWacky, Dwarfed, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.